Let's hear a voice from northern Iraq now. Just before the airstrike, we reached Vladimir von Wilgenberg. He's a reporter for the Mideast news site Al Monitor. He's in the city of Erbil, and he's been monitoring the deteriorating humanitarian situation in this area. So we are hearing about hundreds of thousands of people, members of religious minority groups, who are fleeing on foot. Can you just describe the scene for us?
Well, this has been an ongoing development since the ISIS took over Mosul in June. So first, the Shia minority in Tal Afar, they fled to the Kurdistan region. Then the Christians fled to the Kurdistan region. And now the Yazidis are also fleeing to the Kurdistan region. In the city where I'm living now, there's like hundreds of Christians in the church, and you can see people sleeping in the streets.
And these are all minority groups who appear to be targeted by ISIS and are being driven away from their homes into places where they're trying to remain safe.
Yeah, that's correct, because for the Shia Arabs, the majority in Iraq, but they are a minority in the Mosul region. For the ISIS, they are ready to be executed. They see them as deviating from the Islamic faith. Then you have the Yazidis, who are a non-Muslim minority, who are sometimes seen by Muslims as devil worshippers, because they are not part of the religion of the book. So ISIS would definitely execute them. And the Christians, they mostly fled because the ISIS is starting to impose the Islamic tax and force them to either pay the Islamic tax or die.
Well, I guess time is really a factor here. I mean, ISIS seems to be getting very close to the city of Erbil, the capital of this Kurdish semi-autonomous region. I mean, what are you hearing so far from the Kurdish regional government in terms of how they hope to respond here?
Well, the first problem is like a fear campaign by the ISIS, posting videos and images from people fleeing. So the Kurdish government issued several statements that Erbil is still safe and that the security forces are in control. But the problem was that yesterday some of the Christian towns in the Nineveh plains of Mosul, which is not very far from Erbil, they fell to ISIS hands. But still, yesterday I was walking till 2 o'clock in the night in the streets, and you could still see a lot of people out dancing and saying that we are ready to fight against ISIS. They're trying to show that they were not afraid.
And let me just understand the situation here. I mean, you're saying that if these religious minorities are able to get into the Kurdish region and get to Erbil, they would be able to find relative safety. But the problem right now is actually getting them out of the mountains and these places where they're in danger and getting into Erbil.
So the ISIS, they took the town of Sinjar in Kurdish, known as Shingal. And outside of the town, there's Sinjar Mountains. And thousands of Yazidis, they fled to there, and they were surrounded by the ISIS on several sides. But now there's like reports that Kurdish forces, the Kurdish Peshmerga forces, but also Kurdish forces from Syria, they're trying to open a corridor. And now there are some reports that at least between 50 and 200 people have managed to flee, but there's still thousands of people in those mountains.
You know, it strikes me, I mean, we have heard so much about the strength of ISIS. You sound pretty confident that the Kurdish regional government in the city of Erbil will be able to withstand whatever comes from ISIS.
Yes, because the problems were in the disputed areas where the Kurdish Peshmerga were overstretched and where the Peshmerga have just moved into some areas to protect Kurds and local minorities there. But now, if the U.S. starts with air support, which was one of the main things the Kurds were lacking, and ammunition and also intelligence support, it will be much more easier for the Kurds to push back the ISIS and maybe even to push back into Mosul and kick the ISIS outside of Mosul.
All right, we've been speaking with Vladimir von Wilgenberg. He's a reporter for the online Mideast news site Al Monitor, and he joined us from the city of Erbil. Vladimir, thanks very much.